Public Works is requesting to extend the contract and increase the spending authority to Dennison Lubricants for the purchase of diesel exhaust fluid lubricants, oils, and greases. We are requesting an increase of $65,000 for a total contract cap of $290,000 through November 30, 2026.
And how many times have the department extended this particular contract with this vendor?
I want to say once, maybe. Actually, it should be in the documents, it would show. It was originally awarded in, we don't have that. Yes, once. We came back in November of last, November of 24. Now it will not expire until November of 26.
Yeah, okay, November 24, you extended it for $70,000.
Correct. The expiration, the original expiration was this November, November 30, 25. So now we're extending it an additional year and asking for additional spending authority.
For a total contract award of $225,000?
$290,000.
Okay, got it, got it. So you'd be a total of $290,000. I think, looks to me like you extended it more than once. But anyhow, and what did you spend in this category last fiscal year? I'm sorry, last contract year.
Well, since the inception of this contract for us, we've spent $177,834.19.
$177,000 you spent so far?
Correct.
Out of $225,000?
Yes.
And what'd you spend last year? Let's go to the last 2 years. What'd you spend in the last 2 years?
I don't have it broken down. I just have it since the beginning of the contract, what we've spent. I don't have it broken down by fiscal year.
So it's about $48,000 less than what you've come to the council for. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? We have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I'll move on to, thank you, Christie. I'll move on to item number 11.
You're done the 50s.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to stay in at number 11. Okay. So I want to have conversation on all of them. So we will stop moving through them.
Excuse me, sir.
Sir.
We have a question.
Yeah.
Do we need a PCR for 13 that was pulled? Was it just pulled?
For number 13?
They asked that to be pulled.
Bear in mind, you guys aren't on the mic, so the public can't hear you and we can't hear you.
Do we need a PCR for item 13, which was pulled, or do we just withdraw? Yeah.
Okay, so the question, whoever wants to answer it, solicitor, I assume, and it's a good question. On item number 13, dictation software for police department, that was withdrawn by the police department at their request. Do we need a PCR number for that?
In order to withdraw, if their recommendation is to withdraw, we would assign a PCR. But I believe your statement was you wanted to address all items, so would it make sense to just go in order?
Okay, so we'll go in order. Okay, item number 12, recycling. Excuse me, go ahead.
You've asked for all the remaining bids to be heard individually.
Correct. Yeah.
Do we need a motion on that? Can I ask the solicitor, do we need a motion on that?
Nope.
No, I can ask for them one at a time if you want.
No motion needed.
Go forward. Thank you for the answer.
Okay. Item number 12, 2026-157. Found on page 112. And if there's any of that, I don't think I need to hear from, I'll eliminate them as I go along. So, Christie, on this item right here, hold on 1 minute. My question is, okay, so you're making the recommendation to award this to Graphic Image, because they're the lowest bidder. Up until earlier today, there was one bid that wasn't included in our package, which was the bid from Signature Printing. We got that earlier this morning, I think it was. And I'm looking at that. So my question is, how many changes do you make from the time you make the first submittal on these calendars until it's finally approved and goes to press? How many changes do you average?
That could be any number.
Well, what is the number?
I don't have a number. That could be any number of revisions that are submitted for any plethora of reasons.
So you start out by doing a draft on the calendar, right? Here it is, the calendar, you know, January through December, with pictures and whatever and scheduling. And from there, that's when it's determined that we need to make changes. What do you average on a change per year or per calendar? Are we talking about 5? Are we talking about 10, 100? What are we talking about?
It could be any. It just depends on the content of the calendar and how many revisions. We don't produce the calendar in our department. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any involvement with that piece. What I do have involvement with, and strictly because it falls under DPW, is the bid for the printing and mailing. Tourism creates the calendar. There have been years where we've had, and I don't know specific numbers, but an abundance of them, we've had days on the wrong, we've had dates on the wrong day. We've had holidays on the wrong area. We've had notes that have been left out of the margin for yard waste, or, you know, things are spelled wrong. It could be anything. You know, for as many sets of eyes that review the calendar, there's still errors that are discovered. So I can't give you an actual number of how many revisions there could be.
The reason I'm asking is when I look at their bid and I try to rationalize all parts of the bid, not just, you know, the total price, they're saying total cost per revision with press proof is $25 per page. They're out of the gate, they're $639 cheaper than Graphic Image. And you take their $25 per page, divide it out, and that means that the city would have to make about 26 changes to that calendar in order to even to break even with Graphic. Do you think that, or do you have any documentation that says the city makes 26 changes in 1 year on those calendars?
No. But I don't, the reason that we are requesting to award Graphic Image is because Graphic Image has one price. It's a solid price. There's no deviation. It's $42,832, period, the end. We don't pay extra for anything at all. So we could make 100 revisions to the calendar and it's not going to cost us anything extra.
Okay. Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Do we have any questions from the public? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 13, and we're going to assign a PCR to the request of withdrawal from the major. That will be PCR, is that PCR 10425, Madam Clerk? Okay.
Motion to withdraw.
Second.
We have a motion to withdraw. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Moving on, item number 14. Furnish and install a 40-kilowatt generator, found on page 126.
Assistant Chief Elman Hammer from the Fire Department.
Go ahead, Chief, you got the floor. Okay. Tell me why, what the story is with this generator.
So Fire Department went out to bid to replace a 40-kilowatt generator at station number 4. Five vendors submitted bids, and after evaluating the pricing, we recommend they be awarded to K Electric of Warwick, Rhode Island. This is to replace a generator that's been out of service for a significant amount of time, emergency backup generator at our station 4. This will come from the FY26 capital improvements program through the 26-27 lease purchase.
Chief, in your position paper, you state that the current emergency generator at fire station number 4 has been inoperable and beyond repair for several years. Several years. Isn't that a safety hazard? Wouldn't you consider that a safety hazard?
So it has a portable generator. So it has a generator capability, but it's a portable, not a fixed location. So that generator has been out of service longer than I've been the assistant chief, which has been 6 years now. We've been trying to secure grants, brick grants, and other type of homeland security grants in order to fund this project. We've been unsuccessful for several years in a row. So after several unsuccessful attempts to get this generator replaced, we decided this year that it was prudent to go ahead and do it through the capital budget instead of it. But they do have a portable generator that they can use as a backup. It's just not a whole building generator.
But that's not what it says. It says has been inoperable and beyond repair for several years.
Correct.
So yeah, that just, it really catches my attention because why didn't you come to us during COVID or go to the mayor during COVID and say, hey, I need 40 grand because we get a generator at a fire station that doesn't even work. And that's a safety issue for all the firefighters in that building or anyone else. It's just beyond belief to me that we have all this money to go out and buy trucks and buy cars and buy rescues and gym equipment and Zambonis and all this stuff, but we don't come up with 40 grand to buy a generator. Just blows my mind. I don't get it. In any event, obviously you need the generator.
Correct.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman DeLuise.
Yes, so if you haven't had a generator that was working for the last 6 years, okay? Now the generator, just let me get through this. So we have a storm, power gets knocked out in the fire station, right?
Correct.
So that generator would, if you didn't have electricity, the generator would help run the facility.
Correct.
But in an emergency, in a storm like that, aren't most of you guys out of the fire station anyway, out on call?
Typically they are, but this is more than just storms. This is general power outages. They need radios. They need to operate their overhead doors.
Right. But what have you people been using for the last 6 years?
They have a portable generator. So right
I'm
now,
sorry?
Right now they have a portable generator.
Portable,
just like you would do in your home, but it doesn't do the whole building. It just does the essential parts of that building,
right?
Like the radios and the overhead door. This is a whole building generator that powers the entire building.
Okay, so do you have any idea of in the last 6 years or even in the last year, how many times that you have had to use the generators?
I don't. Any idea?
Can anybody answer the question?
No, I mean, I don't have a number for you of how many times they've turned that generator on. I would say any time that power went out to that Bayside area of Warwick, I would assume that they were out of power too and had to go to their backup generator.
Okay. Seems like a lot of questions can't get answered tonight. That's all I got.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Councilman DeLuise, did you want a PCR number on that, or are you comfortable with it the way it is? Okay. Gotcha. Item number 15. That's why, by the way, that's why I've decided to go through every one of these, because it is important. It's not just a rubber stamp, push it through. So item number 15, found on page 133, purchase one test cancer screening kits.
The fire department's requesting a 56 exception to bid for one test cancer screening kits from 2020 Gene Systems in an amount not to exceed $34,180. This is a one-time purchase from budget code 35335, occupational medical program.
Chief, in your position paper, it says, at the city's expense, we provide one test cancer screening to all employees on a biannual basis. The first screening was conducted in December of 2023. All employees. That caught my eye. So that's what's bringing me to my questions. Who does all employees include? It caught my eye when it didn't say to all firefighters. It says to all employees. So words matter. And my question is, does that include part-time employees? Does it include non-firefighter personnel? Does it include people that may come back on the 75-day rule? Does that include them? And how many personnel does this include altogether? So I know it's a bunch of questions. Is it all personnel? Is it part-time employees? Is it non-firefighter employees? And I don't know, you want to call it classified, unclassified, whatever. But I think you get the gist of my questions.
So what it covers anybody, it covers all employees that are covered under the local 2748 IFF contract, which are the uniform fire department. So any uniform firefighters, they're all full-time, there are no part-time uniform firefighters.
So it doesn't include all employees, because you have employees that work at the fire department that are not under the contract, right?
Yep. But prior in that sentence, it says under the collective bargaining agreement between IFF and the city, it requires that. So that would presume that it would be who's covered under that collective bargaining agreement.
Well, see, I try not to presume or assume, because typically that creates problems.
Okay. So I'm telling you, it's uniform firefighters. That. Yeah. It's only uniform firefighters, no municipal workers, no dispatchers. Okay. We don't have part-timers, but if we did, it would not cover them. It does not cover our civilian municipal staff.
How much did we spend on this testing in 2023, 2024, and 2025?
Well, we've only done the testing once. That was in 2023.
2023.
Okay. And it was $27,627.
Sorry, say how much?
$27,627.
And how many tests was that for?
I don't have last year's bid on me, but I know it was less expensive. It was 139 as opposed to 154. The price did go up. And I would assume it was around a 208, which was our man-in at the time in 2023. I would assume it was everybody, in our, all uniform fire employees at the time.
So how many firefighters were received the testing at one time?
They all do at the same time. When we do our medical exams, when they draw the blood for everybody for their occupational medical exam, they draw an extra tube for processing of this cancer screening test.
And where is this test performed?
In Maryland. So we
No. You say they draw blood. Where do they draw blood? I know out of the arm, but what location?
At whoever has the occupational medical evaluation contract at the time, which has been AtMed, they come to our fire station first thing in the morning on certain days, and they draw blood from all the members.
Okay, so it's done at the station.
It's done right at the fire station.
Okay. Yep. And it says in here that return shipping not included if less than 5 sample tubes are returned.
We do about 48 samples at a time, so we don't have a problem with the less than 5.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be in groups of 5. It's as long as it's more than 5.
Correct. You got to ship. You can't ship them less than 5 in any shipment, or they won't pay the shipping for it. They don't want you shipping, obviously, 45 packs of 5.
And I'm sorry, I didn't. I don't remember what you said when I asked you how many firefighters did the cancer screening test last time.
I believe it was around 208, I believe, in 2023 who went through the test.
It was in 2023?
In 2023.
This is supposed to be a biannual basis. So why was the last time you did it in 2023?
Because it's every 2 years. 2023, today this is 2025.
So that brings you up. What was the date in 2023?
The blood draw itself was in December.
It was what?
In December of 2023.
All right. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 16, on-call electrical services, found on page 139. Hi, Christy. It's all yours.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid for on-call electrical services and or projects in the amount of $30,000 to American Electrical Contractors, LLC for a contract period of 11-9-25 to 11-8-26.
Christy, you've identified 4 codes that this is going to go to. What identify those codes, 66, 340, 41, 331, so forth.
In order, building maintenance, Thayer Arena, McDermott Pool, and field maintenance.
I lost it after Thayer. What was the next one?
McDermott Pool.
Okay.
And field maintenance.
So this is obviously there's pots involved in this thing. So what were the pots that you used last year?
We didn't have any parts in the bid last year.
You didn't use any pots last year?
No.
And the year before?
This is only the second time it's been presented to the council.
Okay. Because I'm asking that question. Because they haven't given us any list prices. They just gave us the discount. But I guess that's because you didn't provide them with a list, or somebody didn't provide them with a list of most used pots because you didn't use any. Is that it?
Correct.
Okay. So we need $30,000 for strictly labor.
No, it would include parts as well. They're giving us a discount on parts.
They've included
a discount on parts.
Yeah, but what they didn't include was what the list price on parts were. So you have no idea, nor do we, if 20% discount is good or if 12.5% discount is good, because you don't have a starting place. We go through this all the time. But as you said, you didn't use any pots last year.
I didn't use this bid at all last year.
I'm sorry?
I didn't use this bid at all.
Okay. Chief, did you want the... Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Okay. We will we'll go beyond the purchase of the tasers. I'll move on to the next item, which is miscellaneous police gear and equipment found on page 150. Go ahead, Major.
Robert Hart for the police department. The police department has received and reviewed bids for miscellaneous police gear and equipment from four different vendors. The department recommends awarding this contract to Blue Tactical and Primary Arms as they were collectively the overall lowest bidders on various items. The benefit of having a split bid allows us flexibility in ordering different items along the way. We're seeking spending authority not to exceed $25,000 from Police Budget Code 30-260.
Thank you, Major. I understand why you're splitting the bid, and I realize that's a good move. I have one question. On item number 13, expandable baton, Blue Tactical. Oh, by the way, let me back up. So from 13 through 17, you're proposing to move to Primary Arms, right? My question is, on item 13, expandable baton, they being Blue Tactical, submitted a price of $131.84. In parenthesis, they have no rubber plastic tip options for ASP or monodoc, whatever it is. On Primary Arms, they have $139.60. So why would you want to award that item to Primary Arms instead of Blue Tactical?
So for Primary Arms, it was, as you see here for Blue Tactical, which was the 131.84, said they couldn't provide the one with a rubber tip.
They said what?
Could not provide a one with a rubber tip.
Okay, so the rubber tip was the deciding, determining factor.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I am all set with elevator maintenance and repairs. Item number 20, purchase. Oh, if any, by the way, when to the committee, when I'm saying I'm all set, that doesn't mean that you guys may be all set. So I'm just assuming you are, unless you call it. Okay. Item number 20, purchase various mobile police radios and supporting equipment, found on page 162.
The police department is seeking authorization to purchase various mobile police radios and supporting equipment from Motorola Solutions, care of Cybercom here in Warwick. As they are a sole source vendor, we are seeking to use Section 5610, the Rhode Island State MPA number 395, to provide best pricing for these radios. Total amount sought is $23,309.50.
Major, your bid says that the radios will be shipped directly to the vehicle builder. So I'm assuming that these radios are not for existing vehicles.
They are not. These radios are for the previously approved mobile command post, which is being built in Florida.
Okay. Which brings me to my next question. If the council doesn't approve all or some of the vehicles that you're requesting, which is 13, are you going to require $23,000 or any monies in these radios?
Yes.
For what reason?
Because these radios are designed to be able to be put in a very large vehicle. They have extra cabling, extra programming. So it's not just a single radio in a center console of a vehicle. It's spread over, I think it's a 24-foot vehicle or whatever it may be. It's designed for this type of installation.
So this.
And also, these are also multi-band radios to be able to be to be worked on different radio systems.
So these radios could be put in existing vehicles that you have, if there's a need. If you don't, if we don't approve any of the vehicles, why do you need the radios? That's my question.
These radios are for the command post, I just said.
Okay, okay. Not for vehicles.
They're for the mobile command post, correct.
Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we will move on to item 21, Fire Department Promotional Exams, found on page 182.
Assistant Chief Umbenauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department's requesting a 612 alteration of contract for bid 2025-016, Fire Department Promotional Exams, to increase the spending authority to Fire Service Testing Company by an additional $20,000. This will increase the total award to a new total of $40,000 with no change in the effective dates of the bid.
Chief, how many exams have been taken to date?
Whew, I don't have the number of exams. I know what we've spent over the last couple of fiscal years.
How much was spent?
We have $685 remaining, so $19,315. Did I do that math right?
Okay. These are strictly promotional exams.
Just strictly promotional exams, not
okay.
Entry level.
So obviously sometimes people pass and sometimes they fail, right?
Correct.
But either way, once we take that exam, you got to pay for it.
Yeah, well, when we pay for the exam, when we order the exam. Yep.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman Napa.
Chief, this is from budget line item 35390.
Correct.
We only have $18,000 approved for this fiscal year.
Correct. Finance actually mentioned this to me. I don't plan on spending all $20,000 by the end of the fiscal year. I just want the spend authority to be able to. I will move money into that, transfer money into that account if we find it necessary. Promotional exams are very fluid. You know, dependent on how fast we exhaust a list, if we have to run another exam, I don't anticipate using the entire amount of money. And it is based on how many candidates sign up for the test. I'm giving you worst case scenario. My worst case scenario is about $20,000, but my anticipation is it's not going to be that much.
If you're anticipating not spending that much, why wouldn't we just approve to the spending authority that we actually approved that you asked for prior?
I'm sorry, say that again?
If you're not anticipating spending that much money, why wouldn't we just approve what's in the budget that you asked for that we already approved?
Because then if we do need more money,
you can come back.
Then I have to come back again and
you're
ask for a couple more
you're
dollars.
Here every week. We're here every week. We're every other week, except in September.
Yeah, I mean, or I could just transfer maybe money into that account to make up the difference.
Yeah,
if it comes to that. I mean, either way, I'm just trying to save a trip for you guys having to come back.
We're going to be here anyway. Would you be amenable to amending this down to 18,000, the actual number that's in the budget?
Sure, absolutely.
Can I propose an amendment?
Okay, we'll do a PCR. That is 105.25, Madam Clerk. Okay, and Councilman Napper, your proposed amendment is to reduce the spending authority from 20,000 to 18,000 on PCR 105-25. Is that correct?
Correct.
I will second that. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Okay. Okay, next item. On the amendment. Okay, so Councilman Napa, move forward as amended.
Motion to move forward favorable as amended.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so everybody voted in the affirmative, moving PCR 105-25 forward as amended. Okay.
Yes.
All right, item 22, found on page 188, Milwaukee Cordless Tools.
Fire Department's requesting a 612 alteration of contract for 2024-218 Milwaukee Cordless Power Tools and Accessories to both increase the spending authority to Salk's Ace Hardware and Marine of Warwick an additional $20,000 and extend the period of the contract one additional year. If approved, this will increase the award to a new total of $60,000 and to extend the expiration date till November 7th, 2026. This comes from Budget Code 35235.
And Chief, what did you spend in that item last year?
Fiscal year 25, we spent $14,951.
So why do you need 20,000 this year?
Fiscal year, this is a two-year bid originally. This is, okay. We're extending it for the third year. In fiscal year 24, we spent $20,207.
So this 20,000 is going to be for 2 years?
No, just one additional year for an additional 20,000 for one additional year. Okay, we spent about $20,000.
The previous year, you spent 14,904.
We spent 20,207 in the first year, and we spent 14,951 in the second year.
Last year?
Last fiscal year, correct.
That's what I asked. Yep. 14,904. So my question is, again, is this 20,000 you're asking for this year for a year or 2 years?
It's for a year.
So why do you need 20,000 if you only spent 15,000?
Because the assistant chief of operations, who determines how much he plans on spending in Milwaukee tools between now and November, actually it's through November of next year. So it's actually almost half of next fiscal year. Okay. So I just asked him how much he anticipates spending between November of this year and November of 2026. And he said approximately $20,000.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none. Unless someone has something for electrical supplies, we can move to next item number 24, Rhode Island air compressors, found on page 206. No, I'm sorry, 206, I'm fine with that, unless someone has any questions on it.
The state of Rhode Island air compressor, you're fine with
that? Yes, okay. 2022-404, I'm fine with that. 2026-206, repairs to H109, I got my answers on that earlier. Anyone have anything on that item?
Nope.
Okay. Committee? No. Okay. On 2026-047. That is found on page 219. Yes, I have some questions on that. Christy?
Yes.
I have questions on 2026-047.
Okay.
The question is, so for just what appears to be a few locations, I guess maybe it's more of a comment. I just want to get on the record. So for a few locations, we have a revenue source of $12,000 for, what was it? For vending machines, concession areas in the arenas, as well as vending machine in the arenas and McDermott Pool. $12,000 bid. But yet, on the food truck bids, we only got about 8,000. I just kind of find that interesting. And that's all. So this was something that you went out for bid for, and these folks, that's what they bid, was 12 grand, right?
Yes.
Because you went out for bid for it.
Correct.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Item number 27. Do you guys, you have anything you want?
I'm just saying procedurally.
Okay.
I just
don't
want us to run a
no you have questions. Any questions? Any questions from the committee, from the council, from the public? No questions. Item number 27, 2026-210, hazmat protective equipment found on page 223. Chief, I'll save you some time. You have on here that it's 100% reimbursable. When that is reimbursed, where does that reimbursement show in the munis report, and under what budget code does that reimbursement show up?
That would probably be a question for the finance department.
Okay, so let's ask the finance department.
Bill Facenti, Chief Staff, Finance Director has left.
Excuse me?
The Finance Director has left.
The Finance Director has left.
Yeah, so this is kind of what the Finance Director was alluding to before, where we spend the money out of 38814, which is the pass-through grant. That's an expense account. There's a matching revenue account on the... Those checks are transfers from the state of Rhode Island to the city, and they go into, they're slotted into an account specific for the revenue from.
Okay, but because the finance director has left, we have no clue where the number goes, so we can't get an answer. Wonderful. Item number 28, found on page 226. Herbicide Quick Pro. Christy, the questions. This herbicide, is this used in city parks?
In what capacity?
I'm sorry?
In what kind of capacity?
In any capacity. It's a herbicide. Is it used in any capacity in city parks?
No.
Kill
it's
weeds,
it's
kill
primarily
grass,
used
kill...
to kill weeds along the sidewalks and things like that.
But nothing in city parks?
No.
Okay. Is that herbicide, is it harmful to peoples or animals or environment?
I haven't read the hazmat on the label, so I have no idea. I would imagine any sort of herbicide is, you know, not good if it's ingested. But I don't have that answer.
Aren't the city employees who are using these herbicides, aren't they required to be familiarized with the hazmat reports?
Yeah, we have someone that has a license for it.
Okay, I thought you just said that you don't know what the hazmat.
I personally don't know. I haven't read the label.
Okay. And what did we spend in this item last year?
We actually had an excess on hand. We did not purchase any last year, but we expect to utilize most, if not all, of what we have budgeted this year.
So the monies that were approved last year were just rolled into the general fund?
Correct.
And how much was that?
$10,000.
Okay. That's nice. Okay. Thank you, Christy. That's all I have on that item. Item number 29, office chairs for Warwick Police Department, found on page 231.
Robert Hart for the Police Department. The Police Department received six bids for office chairs. WB Mason, who has been our bidder in the past for office chairs, was selected. We're asking for spending authority not to exceed $10,000 from our budget code 30-201, office supplies.
Major, I want to start off by commenting on the fact that I really appreciate what you have in this position paper. It says that you reached out to all of your staff, asked them, you know, what do they want? What do they need? What serves their needs for the job that they have to do? And I think that is a very good thing. My question is, you have five chairs of varying prices. The prices go from $459 down to as low as $271. How many chairs will you be purchasing? I guess there's a multiple question. So I took the average of your chairs, $1,812 divided by five different models, averages $362 per chair. However, what I don't know is how many chairs are you using? Are you using more of the $271 chairs or more of the $459 chairs?
Based off what we bought last year, it looks like we, yeah, these are different items. It varies, they're all over the place. We bought five of one, four of another, one of one type. It's actually very mixed. We bought a total of 33 chairs last year.
How many?
33.
Okay. That was my next question. Some people might think that some of these questions are just, you know, to aggravate people. No. In my world, when you come from the private sector, none of these things would ever be approved without accountability. No CEO would ever approve purchasing any of these items unless somebody had the accountability and the reasonings why. That's why we're sitting here with all of these things right now. So some people think it's funny. I don't. Item number 30, 248. Police automotive graphics, found on page 248.
The police department went out for a bid for police vehicle graphics, a replacement for marked police vehicles. We received two bids for this item. We are recommending that the bid be awarded to Allmark Signs and Graphics, as they are the lowest qualified bidder. If approved, funding would be drawn from police operating budget 30-330, auto vehicle maintenance, for amount not to exceed $10,000, purchases made on as needed basis.
Major, is any of these police graphic replacements, are any of those calculated in this amount, assuming that all the vehicles will be approved, the new vehicles? Are they for new vehicles, or is it for, you know, as you said, if there's accidents and, you know, things get
It is not for new vehicles. It is
replacement stuff.
Replacement.
Nothing for new vehicles.
Nothing for new vehicles.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Major. All set with item 31. Item 32, 2036-170, rodent control materials. Christy, do we have a designated, lack of a better term, a designated technician that does this rodent control stuff?
Yes.
And how long has that person been in that position, actively doing that work?
3 years, maybe.
3 years?
Yeah.
Didn't we just have a person moved out of that?
I'm sorry?
And was doing something else and moved back into that position?
No.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
Oh, interesting. What do you have for materials left in stock now?
I just ordered some bait and boxes recently. So they should be in anytime. 50 boxes and 3 pails of bait.
50 boxes. Is that part of the 6,000 that you already ordered? You said you just ordered 50 boxes.
Is that, I did.
That's part of the 6,000?
Not this 6,000.
Oh, so you that came out of another appropriation?
It came out of the existing bid that it doesn't expire until December 4th.
And there's still money left in that account?
Yes.
Okay. So how does the department decide who gets what and where for rodent control? And I'm asking this because I know that I'm not the only one that has recently had a lot of calls, actually, about rats, you know, in the neighborhoods. And, you know, most of the time my hallway monitors are pretty much spot on, but I guess perhaps in this case they might have been off a tad. But nonetheless, how does the department decide who is getting what treatment when?
So our employee will go out, and if there's evidence of rats, then the homeowner has to sign a waiver, or sign a waiver first, I should say. Then he'll come out, he'll see if there's any evidence of rats or any activity. If there is, then he'll bait the property. And if there's not, then he won't do anything, because sure, if you put rat bait out, you're going to draw them. So right, you don't want to do that.
So is this, my question is this request or service provided? Is this on a first come first serve basis? Say tomorrow, I call in for something, and day before yesterday, Councilman Foley called in and Councilman Ricks calls in. How do you decide who gets what service when? Is it first come first serve?
Yeah. I mean, we don't, you know, he may do a neighborhood if there's multiple complaints at a time, but nobody gets priority over anybody else.
Okay.
They will now.
So do you have to, I'm going to use the term bait buildings. Do you have to bait buildings that the council has approved for sale? We've approved buildings, hypothetically, we've approved buildings for sale. Does the city have to bait those?
Just because, or because there is a complaint?
Somebody calls in a complaint and says XYZ building, it's got rats.
It would be the same as a homeowner. If it's a city property, then we have to take action if there's evidence of rat activity. If there isn't, then we do nothing. Because if you bait a property that shows no evidence of activity, you're just drawing the rats to there, because now there's something for them to eat.
But if a building has been approved for sale by the city council, would the city be responsible for taking
it's still a city building until the ownership is transferred. So until, yes, we would have to do something
until it's transferred. Ah, got it. Understand. This baiting, does it include, is Warwick Housing Authority part of this as well?
Not to my knowledge. No. As far as I know, we haven't gotten any complaints from their properties.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure of that. Tell you the truth, that was an answer I didn't know. Okay, thank you. Item 2026-207, I'm all set with that. That's a confidential police item. Number 35267, I'm all set with that too. Car wash supplies. I want to talk about car wash supplies.
Councilman, you're referring to number 35. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, Major. It's where are we? Car wash supplies. It's 2025-157. and it's showing it as a rebid. It's on page 261. I believe that's yours.
Yes, the police department is actually seeking to for a 612 alteration to contract to extend the bid to the bidder Car Wash Supplies for another year. Excuse me. In an amount not to exceed $5,000, purchased on an as-needed basis from budget code number 30-330, auto and vehicle maintenance.
So, Major, you're looking to increase it an additional $2,500 for this year for a total of $5,000? Or are you looking to increase it by $5,000?
No, for a total of $5,000 because it was last year, then this year.
$2,500 right now.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So I think you had testified just a little earlier today that you have about 50 police vehicles, but there are some other vehicles. Now, forget the speed sleds and anything else that, you know, isn't on four wheels or six wheels or something like that. That is literally a vehicle that you would wash. How many of those vehicles do we have?
From speaking with my fleet manager after the previous part of this, he estimates that we have, if you count everything, around 150 vehicles.
150 vehicles. Okay.
He wasn't at work, obviously, when he gave me that number, so that's not exact.
And are these vehicles like washed every week?
These vehicles are washed almost daily.
Daily. Has the department considered reaching out to a car wash facility, such as there's one right on Airport Road? I'm sorry, on Post Road. And I'm asking this because I'm looking at ways, you know, how can we save some dollars? Now, this car wash, this 150 cars that you wash almost daily, you have to pay some staff to do that, right?
The officers wash their own cars.
They wash their own cars on duty. Okay. So.
Can I give you some information?
Sure.
I have a membership at one of the car washes, and there's a big sign that says any additions to the car, they are not responsible for damaging. So most police vehicles have additional add-ons that would preclude them from being able to be there.
Councilman Foley, that is a very good point.
I know.
Seriously, no, seriously.
I know.
Because I was going to the cost of doing the car wash thing. Yeah. Good point. Okay, Major, I got my answer on that. Thank you. Various radio batteries, I'm all set with that. Harbor Master Supplies, found on page 281.
Good evening, Bill Facenti, Chief of Staff. The Parks and Rec Director has been out, and the other staff member that was here tonight has left. So I'll answer any of your questions I can.
So obviously you're wearing a lot of hats tonight, Chief.
Wearing right? A lot of hats.
Because the staff has left.
They've left the building.
Okay. That'll be...
Not all of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Just the unlucky.
Right.
Just the unlucky.
Good point. So we have requests here for $2,500. I'm sorry, for an additional $1,500 for the Harbor Master for boat repairs and supplies. What drew my attention to this one is the purchase order date was July 11th for $2,500 for the year. We approved $2,500 for the year. Here we are, what is it, 2.5 months later, and we have exhausted almost, if not all, of the $2,500. But right. What troubles me is, again, There's no accounting in here, Chief. It says we got an invoice, $2,500. I mean, I would think that it would make sense to provide us with a list of the invoices to show how you got to $2,500 and what it was spent on. If we have to approve monies, taxpayer dollars to pay for this stuff, I think we should have those answers. If one of my constituents call me and, what are you, crazy? What did they spend $2,500 on? I want to be able to answer that question. I don't want to say, oh, I don't know. You know, let me go find out. I think that would certainly save us a lot of time in these meetings if we have that type of information. Okay. So that's my point for whatever it's worth. Item number 38, I'm fine with. It's just going to be the same thing. I'm all set on the last, on the ice melt, I'm all set. On State of Rhode Island diesel exhaust, I'm all set. Mickey Stevens. Yes, I do have some questions on this.